Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure accountability results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's emp180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 25th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
The three-man show. Jason threatened to come into work, I guess because we said we didn't care.
Well, he didn't show up. I mean, you didn't know that was ringing hollow.
No, I don't. I think he would. I think he would have come in 100%.
He wanted to trade in for Tuesday.
He wanted to trade in for Tuesday. And if we have to be miserable,
I trade in for Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted to put the onus on us to give him the approval to stay up late. We'll stay up late anyway. That's what we're gonna do.
And I think
it's not even that late. Let's be real. It's 11-ish. I know for him.
He goes to bed at 7:30.
It's not like we're staying up till 2 in the morning.
No, but he lives a different life.
And you have to do it for the cup. I mean, it's the Stanley Cup final. Yeah. You got to gut it out.
And he was expecting you guys to be a lot more excited.
Right.
When he told him he wanted to feel wanted. Yeah.
Oh, that's always true. But at the end of the day, he doesn't care as much about that as he did. He wanted permission to, wanted us all to be co-signed. Yeah, that's great. Take off Tuesday. Who cares? I mean, it's true. Who cares? But, I mean, that's got to be your decision. That's not on me. That's got to be your decision. It's
There's always an angle, right?
There's always an angle. Like, I've said this before, and I've said it to his face, and he acknowledged he's the most calculated guy I've ever met. Every nook and cranny of every decision has been thought out. That's what he was doing. He wanted to sleep in so he could stay up for the first game.
And what's funny is the day before he called in not only to give his prediction but to thank Tim Seymour from the Palm.
Right. See, there's always something. That's basically why I called in.
It's worked for him over the years. Imagine all the money he's saved.
Yeah.
No, it's all of us. Well, all of us have, but I think he's probably taking it to the next level.
Oh, yeah. He's the leader in the clubhouse by far.
Yeah. There are shipments that he gets to his house that we never know about.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You just see him come in here sometimes with brand new gear.
Mm-hmm.
From some random place.
Yeah.
But God bless him, man. I'm looking forward to him coming back whenever the hell he decides he wants to.
Believe he'll be back on Tuesday.
I didn't even realize. I mean, I know it's the holiday weekend, but I didn't think beyond. I just think in terms of today and what my kids have going on. I didn't even realize we were off on Monday. It's great. So I'm psyched. I don't know what I'll do. I'm not doing anything.
No, you're not going anywhere. You're not going down. Not going down the ocean.
No.
Not doing that.
No, I wouldn't do that. My kid's going today. He's got an exam, and then a bunch of them are leaving like around 10:30, 11:00. I said, you realize, I believe today is the single busiest day to go to the beach.
Hold on,
it's
one of them. Your kid's going to the beach?
Yeah.
Ocean City?
Bethany.
Okay.
Bung Bung Beach.
Yeah.
It's a debacle Memorial Day.
I told him it's the worst day.
Yeah,
now, the good thing
kids,
he has going for
care.
Him. Well, they don't care. They also don't understand. I said,
well, he's also not 21.
Yeah, well, no, he's going. There's going to be a family there.
Okay.
There's going to be a family there.
I thought they were going to get wild and crazy.
It's not beach week. I mean, I'm sure they'll have their fun, but
my daughter's doing beach week with like 12 girls.
Yeah.
June 12th, I believe.
12 girls, a lot more. Girls don't get in as much trouble, in my opinion, than guys. Guys can get after it. Girls, generally speaking.
It depends on the crew. I trust her crew.
Yeah.
Crew is very the opposite of kind of like what we were, beach week.
Right.
Stupid knuckleheads.
Yes. It's a crew of like valedictorians and things like that.
But today is a day where if you don't leave at the right time, you could be stuck on that 50 or whatever for 6 hours.
Well, I noticed on the way in to the fan that traffic was already light.
Fridays are usually light.
Yeah, but this was especially light. Like I got on the Beltway and the BW Parkway, and usually they're
They're
more crowded than they were this morning.
I was pretty oblivious.
A little bit light out there so far.
But I think if he leaves, so he's got an exam, think those guys are off around 10, 10:30.
Ooh.
I think that's not a bad time. If you leave like around 11, because I think people leave in the morning.
Oh, I don't think leaving 11 is optimal.
Well, not I think people leave at 3, 4, and 5. I think that's that middle time where you might have.
Well, you know the trick is if there is traffic, have them go up towards the Dell Memorial Bridge, then come back down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was the trick.
Oh, yeah.
You act like everybody knows that.
I think a lot of people that go to the beach.
A lot of the seasoned travelers.
Yeah, okay. Know that that's the alternate route if the bridge and 50 is a S show.
Yeah.
Mm. I think that's how my wife had to come when the bridge was closed.
If I get anywhere near the Dell Memorial, my car is just going to automatically wind up at the Borgata.
It's just that's all you know?
It's all I know in that region. Right. That's it. You go over the Dell Memorial, bang, you're on the New Jersey Turnpike.
You don't have tournaments this weekend? It's usually a big soccer weekend tournament.
My daughter
like
has
that.
A beach volleyball thing.
Beach volleyball?
Yeah, so
Bung Bung Beach.
A couple weeks ago, that was in Rehoboth.
Now, is the beach volleyball 2-on-2 like it is on TV?
Yeah, it's pretty
nice.
Cool. It's actually a great skill builder for kids. It also happens to be...
I think it would be harder fitness-wise, too.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you try to jump in sand.
Believe me, I know. Yeah. I can barely jump on regular land now.
Yeah, I think it happens to be, I'd heard this, and you know, you hear stuff, and who knows if it's true. I think it's the fastest growing Division I sport in college, too, is beach volleyball. The program's just popping up all over the place for girls.
I watched like 2 hours of it
on TV.
The other weekend.
I bet you did.
Well, I couldn't believe it was on TV. And I was like, well, this is actually kind of interesting.
I bet it was interesting to you, right? Yeah. Girls
What's
nothing.
On TV? It's not a high bar. I told you that I've recently seen Bags on TV. They will show anything on TV nowadays because there's so many networks.
Yeah, there's a lot of channels. You got to fill them up.
Dude, video gaming is all over the place on TV.
You know what's funny? I haven't caught the video gaming because I don't check. You know what? I don't check the sports channels.
It's not on sports channels necessarily. I've seen it on either TBS or TNT.
Yeah, I don't really check that because that's NBA. I don't get sized. I watched a little bit of the game last night, and I was just disgusted with what I saw. I literally watched 5 minutes.
The Rockets end up winning last night, and I looked at the box this morning. I figured James Harden, who's probably going to win the MVP, had a big game, and his numbers are fine, except from the three-point line where he was 0 for 11.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
I think he set a record or something.
But you know what he said?
Who cares?
He said, don't care.
Yeah, he's right. Why would he care? He's already a proven shooter. He's had a bad game. They won. That's all that matters.
That's their philosophical approach. It's what they do. They launch three-pointers. They're going to launch more of them than you are, and they're probably going to hit more of them than you.
They had the best record in the NBA this year, but I don't think anybody really believed they would beat Golden State, who, of course, has been to three straight finals, won two titles. They might just do it.
Now, that game was in Houston, right?
In Houston.
Yeah,
but so game 7 would be in Houston, too.
Yeah. And how is it? Has it played out? How has it played out at the home venues?
I think it was a split in the first four games.
Yeah. Split the first four. Gotcha.
Because Golden State won game 1, and everybody was like, see, regular season didn't matter. Golden State's just going to roll. Kevin Durant had a huge game 1. I didn't see
a pretty good game.
Drab told me that he tapped out in the fourth quarter. What happened in the fourth quarter?
Oh, he was 0 for 4 and had a bunch of turnovers and just kind of disappeared.
So they've struggled in the fourth quarter two games in a row.
Yeah, but Chris Paul's hurt, and so now they're just going to blow him out by 30 the next two games, everyone.
I heard he hurt his hamstring. I mean, did he, like, pull it, or did he get, like, kneed, and, like, what happened? It
looked like he shredded his hamstring on some weird layup thing he was doing. And then there's, like, 10 seconds left in the or 30 seconds left in the game. He misses the shot, and he just stays down there. And it was 5-on-4, and Quinn Cook had a wide-open jumper to put the Warriors up, and he bricked it.
Yeah, looking at the box score, Golden State didn't have anybody contribute on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 points off the bench.
4 points off the bench. Now, Houston, they've tightened their rotation where they basically play six guys.
Right.
And then Gerald Green gets a few minutes. They only play seven guys. It's amazing what happens in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a lot of DNP CDs in there.
But anyway, that's where I catch some of those shows. Just flipping through the channels, and all of a sudden I see, you know, 25-year-olds playing Street Fighter or Overwatch. And there's something that's on NBC Sports Washington. I've never quite figured it out. I think it's called Rocket League. Have you ever seen that?
I don't know.
I think that might be some... Wow, it's hard for me to describe. I can't even really explain
it. You don't have to Google it.
I'd rather describe it appropriately. I think Ted Leonsis must be part of it.
I think maybe.
Oh, I've played this with my son on, I think, Xbox.
There it is. It's a vehicular soccer game.
It's butt hard. It's not easy to master either.
And they televise it?
I guess.
Yeah.
That's the
on the very network
that
is airing the Junkies, EB.
Yeah. It's great. Hey, if it works for them.
Beach volleyball. Look, that's a simple formula for dudes. Women generally scantily clad.
Of course.
Playing a sport.
I'm surprised it's not like 24/7 programming. You know?
There was a period of time where they used to show a lot of the male beach volleyball. I remember Karch Cry.
Yeah, who's into
that's
that?
That's the only guy whose name you can pull playing beach volleyball.
Probably.
Why'd they show guy beach volleyball?
I don't know.
Summer months.
Right.
NBC had to show something. Like, what are we going to air?
We're in the dead zone. Hello. The Caps are saving us for another 2 weeks, potentially.
Right. So great.
With having real content into the summer.
Now, in the Stanley Cup Finals, they're doing the same bit every other day. They're not stretching it out at all.
Stretching it out a little bit.
Oh, they are stretching
because
it out.
Game one, well, first of all, we're waiting for game one, which is Monday night.
Right. Well, I can get
that. Then they're going to have game two, I think, on Wednesday. But then they stretch out and wait all the way until Saturday.
Right.
For game three.
At Capital One.
So there was some talk about us potentially maybe going to Vegas, and it would be later in the series. I think I could make it work. I don't know about you guys. Did you hear those dates?
I did not hear the dates. I didn't receive an email. Did we?
No, I was talking to Chris as I was walking.
I mean,
out.
I told you that my dilemma would have been had we been sent to games one and two.
No.
My daughter has a high school graduation on the day of game two.
No, but game five.
Yeah, I think I could pull it.
Could potentially work. I'd have to be back early Friday because I do have an event I'm doing that weekend, but we could potentially make that happen.
Cake's not having an appearance on June 11th, but I believe this would be before June 11th.
But mm-hmm. here's the question, though. If we go out there to be there, are we actually going to the game, or are we just going out there to be around everything?
If we could go to the game on credential, they would probably send it to us. Who knows? This is probably
a
question.
I know no one's going to buy you a ticket to
this
sit there and eat
popcorn.
This
is behind the scenes thing, but we have some new boss, man. Who knows what the directive is going to be?
I'm sure the directive is like it always is. Don't spend money.
Right.
Spend as little as possible. Make as much as possible.
Work for 100 GMs. That's always the same thing. Don't spend money. So I would assume we'd go out there just to be sort of on the scene.
Right.
And not even go to the game. So then you wonder, is it worth it?
Most likely.
We go there to paint the town red. Rock the red.
Exactly.
Although I feel like we should be getting caught up in it, and I feel like it's probably worth it to suck it up. Like, let's say, so the days that we're throwing out there, potentially, I'll just talk business on air, will it be like Wednesday, Thursday, come back Friday? So that's like 4 or 5 hour trip.
Now, Wednesday, Thursday, are you talking about game five? Because
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
About a week and a half away from now.
Right. But, I mean, you know. You got to book it. You got to get it.
You got to make arrangements.
So we go out there, be uncomfortable on a plane for 4 or 5 hours.
Wake up at 2 a.m. Do our
show.
Wake up
and do the dumbass show 2 or 3 times.
But then you're in Vegas. You can sleep all day.
I love Vegas.
Then kind of recharge your batteries. Have a silly dinner. Gamble.
Yeah, that's fun. All that part is fun. And then
Jason will order room service. We won't hear from him.
We'll see him for 36
and
hours.
He'll have about 20 receipts.
Yeah. We'll see him for 36 hours. Drive, he'll come back and complain about the receipts. I mean, it's the same ritual every time. We've done this exact
trip. Yeah, our travel itinerary
times.
Is always the same.
Drab brought up a really good point that you guys are willing to go 3,000 miles for a game.
To not go to the game.
But what?
To not go to the game.
Well, no. And you guys were talking about going to the game, and then. 3 miles away from here, you have the Verizon Center,
well,
Cap
more
One
fun.
Center.
That's just more fun to go do a road trip. Maybe it just sucks when you have to get up. It sucks the life out of you.
Yeah, but it's also, look, we're in the Stanley Cup Final. It's different. You're right. Could have gone to some of these games beforehand, but now they're actually in the championship round.
But I'm going to be honest with you. So we have a credential, right? We could get in the building. And we actually, but if we would just use a credential as it was supposed to be used, you go up to, it's crappy up there. You just got to sit there, and it's not fun.
That area couldn't be higher, well, too.
And then,
it couldn't be higher.
You can
the
use
arena.
A credential, then, but then you have to work an angle and go on NBC Sports Washington
Jason Suite.
And
work angles.
And then you have to talk to a bunch of salespeople you don't know. It's just, you know what I mean? Here's how you want to go to a game, typically. You want to take 2 tickets and just go sit in your seats. It's just a lot more running around. And it's just, you know, and then the parking and then the getting there and, you know. And then you got to get up at 4:30. And then you're like, why did I do that?
I like my game day routine, which generally doesn't involve being physically at the game.
Yeah, and it's so silly now because everyone's got a 100-inch TV, and your beers are right there. Your drinks are right there. You didn't go busto. You don't have to worry about getting home at 1:30. It's just so easy to watch a game at home.
Man,
now.
I get these ads every morning, and I just delete. But I did see today, because it's Memorial Day weekend, I got an ad from Best Buy or something like that. They were selling a 50-inch TV for $2.99.
Oh, yeah, they're the cheapest things ever.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, they're so cheap.
Doesn't matter.
All right, phone number, as always, you want to chime in.
I've been saying that for years.
636-1067. We'll be talking about Caps Lightning on the show today. Brett Connolly is going to join us from the Washington Capitals. Their right winger. He'll join us at 8:40. We'll mix things up and talk some movies with Kevin McCarthy at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about Solo here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106. I'm the Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk some movies coming up at 7 o'clock. I'm sure Cakes might see Solo.
Probably, but my youngest son said he wasn't that crazy about seeing it. And he's a big old Star Wars mark. I don't know why he wouldn't, but we'll see. Three-day weekend.
We'll get Kevin's take on Solo. Generally speaking, the superhero movies, I always have a vibe he's going to go 4 out of 5 or greater.
Yeah.
He gave us a 5 out of 5 for Infinity War, for example. And he gave us a 5 out of 5 recently. What's the movie he just gave
Deadpool 2.
For Deadpool 2.
Yep.
But I'm hearing kind of mixed things about Solo. Solo, first of all, had a change of director halfway through the movie.
That's generally not a positive sign.
Ron Howard took over. He's a good director. He did Apollo 13. He did Beautiful Mind.
He's got an impressive resume.
Yes. He has had many great movies. But when you're taking over midway, usually it's because it's been a pile of poo beforehand.
Right. You need to somehow managed to get it off the ground.
So we'll find out if Solo's worth seeing coming up at 7. I believe that is a prequel because it's not Solo Harrison Ford, who's almost 80 years old.
A younger Han Solo.
Right.
Correct.
So we'll get to that at 7 o'clock. But right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, find out what's going on in the sports world, led by Gates.
We'll lead with the NBA. The Rockets stopped the Warriors 98-94 to take a 3-2 series lead in the Western Conference Finals. Rockets win despite James Harden shooting 5 for 21 overall from the field, and as we touched on earlier, 0 for 11 from three-point land. Chris Paul had 20 points in the win. Eric Gordon poured in 24 off the very short bench for the Rockets. On the other side, KD had 29 points in a losing effort. The Golden State Warriors bench was putrid. They had 4 points.
The crazy thing about this series is, I remember talking about this before the playoffs started, and we all expected these games to be 125 to 120.
I know. I was shocked by the
They've
the
had
number.
A couple of low-scoring games the last few. It's really surprising.
Yeah,
part of it is, when I watched the Houston Rockets, Eric said he'd get sick of watching it, but they're big on iso ball, and James Harden just stands there dribbling through his legs till there's about 3 seconds on the shot clock, and then he goes. He's so quick.
Yeah, it's not exactly the game that Dr. James Naismith invented whenever that was. I'm not going to throw out a year because I just don't know. How would I know? I think it's the late 1800s, close to 1900. But that's what NBA basketball has become in
2018. I'm not a hater of this because some of the shot making is absolutely incredible. When I watch Curry, you know, pull up from 35 feet with somebody in his face.
That's great, but he did it 9 times before he hit one.
I get it. There are some nights like that.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing to me about this is it may not happen, but we're on the verge of a Rockets-Celtics matchup, which Both those teams are up 3-2. Both those teams have home court advantage. I mean, I could easily see LeBron coming back and then winning game seven
sure.
in Boston, although Boston hasn't lost at home during the entire
playoff
run.
It would almost virtually assure me of not watching.
But right, and that's the thing, is that people complain sometimes when it's the same teams every year in the finals. Like, everybody right. figured fait accompli, it's going to be Golden State against Cleveland, fourth year in a row. And then what if it's not?
Well, then you get some novelty. You know what? People should be happy. All those people bitching and moaning, oh, it's LeBron and Steph again for the third or fourth year in a row. You got some fresh blood there. Isn't that what people are clamoring for?
I don't know.
Or does everybody want to see the same old matchup year in, year out?
Though they complain deep down, they probably would rather see Golden State against Cleveland again.
Let's ask
I don't think so.
NBA
I think
head over there, drab t-shirt.
I think majority of people out there are pulling for the Rockets. No, the Warriors are the most unlikable dynasty in history. Nobody likes them.
Because of Draymond? Well, just because of Steph?
Those guys' personalities. Steph's just is corny. Draymond's kind of a punk sometimes. Durant, the way he treated Oklahoma City. Nobody really likes them. For a dynasty, as good as they are, winning 73 games, all that. Are they in any? Do you ever see any Warriors fans, or anybody getting jocked?
They play the Wizards.
Are you kidding me? I would go to every middle school and high school in the country. I guarantee you, every kid there is wearing Warriors gear because they're front runners.
This isn't even Warriors gear; it's more Under Armour gear. But my son definitely has Steph shorts.
I'm sized. Drab t-shirt claims he's never seen anybody wearing.
I think the kids love Steph Curry.
I stand by that. Arena.
I think the kids love Steph Curry. Now, maybe adults don't as much.
I'm talking about adults. I don't hang out with kids.
That's a sound policy for you.
Probably a good thing.
It'd be creepy if you did. Yeah,
exactly. None of my friends ever say, "Let's turn the game. Got to watch the Warriors." There's no interest in them.
Well, it's also because it's 10:30.
They're on at 11.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you from what I'm picking up out there that people. I'd rather see the Rockets. I think people are over the Warriors.
Are your friends clamoring to turn on the Wizards when they're on? Please tell me yes. I know they're not.
That's a negative kick.
But the Celtics story, which we didn't talk about yesterday, to me that is absolutely incredible. If they get to the finals, now they would be a huge underdog against either Golden State or the Houston Rockets. But if they get to the finals without Kyrie, it's stunning.
That's
and then
job.
Throwing the cherry on top with Gordon Hayward. But now he didn't play all season long, so I see that as less of a hit. But Kyrie was an MVP-type candidate and was the guy that they turned to at end of games, the best player.
No, it's crazy. And that's why I feel like we can't complain about our injuries and the stuff that's happened to us. You just got to overcome. You got to do better somehow.
What do they do with Gordon Hayward next year? Because Jason Tatum's probably better than him.
Jason Tatum's a beast. They'll find a way.
And he's 20. Somehow they're going to work him into the rotation.
They'll find a way.
But my point is that at guard and then small forward, which is where Gordon Hayward would play, they have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, both top three picks, and both who are really playing really well. You just say, okay, we're going to move one of you guys to the bench?
Probably.
It's a nice luxury to have.
Both those guys
are pretty, the Wizards are going to have to deal with.
Both those guys are pretty versatile, though, right? Play a couple different spots. Certainly, I think.
I mean, you can go
Tatum
very
is.
Small, put them all out there.
Yeah.
More NBA news. LeBron James was named his 12th NBA first team on Thursday, breaking the record for most selections in a career. James breaks the record of 11 first team selections set by Karl Malone and Drab T-shirt's favorite player of all time, Kobe Bryant.
So Jordan wasn't on 11. First teams. It's crazy.
Apparently not.
Should have been first team every year he was active. Now, I know he had all these weird years where he wasn't active.
Not the years with the Wizards.
Not the weird years with the Wizards. Those don't even count. Those are like a bad dream.
I just don't think he was active enough.
Yeah. I still can't believe he played with the Wizards with those heinous uniforms. what a weird time that was.
They didn't even get to 40 wins.
He was like our GM.
I know. He's like player GM.
I mean, it's crazy.
Weird bit.
Yeah, I know.
The interesting thing to me there about naming those teams is a couple guys, because they make the All-NBA teams, they get qualified for those ridiculous Supermax extensions like John Wall got. So they'll be making, $40 million a year. I think Carl Anthony Towns was one. But I saw Bradley Beal on social media. He just had a tweet which just said LOL. And I wasn't tracking it. I saw that And then it was like, oh, the all-NBA teams came out. He's bitter, I guess, because Victor Oladipo made the third team. Who would you rather have, EB?
Well, I don't know.
Victor Oladipo,
I know,
please.
Victor had a great year.
I think it's pretty close. I mean, you probably give Oladipo the nod.
Cakes?
I'd rather have Bradley Beal because he wears the Wizards laundry. Wears the Wiz uniform. And a notorious homer.
Victor really stepped up this year, though.
I think it's because Beal didn't get any votes. I think that's why he said LOL. Mm-hmm. Like, Porzingis got a vote, and Dwight Howard got votes. I mean, Brad Beal got
Porzingis
zero votes.
Porzingis shredded his knee. Why would he get one vote?
Well, I'm with you. That's why I think he said LOL. Like, why would no one vote for
Beal? You know, I kind of agree with him on
that
point.
I interpret it as a slight that he didn't make the team, but maybe they didn't get any votes.
He's always worried about that kind of thing. He's a little petty that way. But, I mean, I guess I get it. But it's not
because in years past, he would miss the All-Star team.
Yeah, it's just keep it to yourself. I don't know.
I think he has a slightly inflated view of who he is in the NBA.
I think so, too. He's very good.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's an All-Star.
He's very good.
But he's not the silliest of the silly.
Let's not get crazy.
Right.
The Nats begin their series against the Marlins in Miami tonight. And Valdez,
bet it all.
I don't know why we're not going in on this bet. Max Scherzer is taking the mound for the Nats. Oh, he only sports a 7-1 record, 1.78 ERA. He's got 104 Ks on the season. His counterpart, Jose Urania. He's got one of those squiggles over his end. So
nice.
I'm going to guess that's
Urania.
squiggles.
that's how I know it.
An Enye.
Is that even a
is
word?
Is that what it's called?
I think
it's, it's called a tilde, isn't it?
A tilde?
Isn't it?
But I think, though, it's an enye. Like, instead of an N, it's an enye in Spanish.
Okay. He's 0-7. He's 0-7, yay. And he's got a 4.55 ERA. Why are we betting it all,
and
Valdez?
Also, Cakes, I saw his run support. I think it's the worst in Major League Baseball.
Marlins haven't won in any of his 10 starts.
The Marlins score less than 2 runs when he's on the mound. So he stinks, plus they don't score for him. And he's facing Max Scherzer.
All right, Valdez, if we took a theoretical $1,000 out of your account and rolled it on the Nats tonight, what would our return be?
It would be $730.
So we'd win $730?
Yes.
Just by betting on the Nats in what is looks to be a surefire
win. Oh, no. Sorry. It would be like $340.
So we'd risk $1,000 to win $340.
Yes.
But it's kind of a nubby return.
It's kind of a nubs return, but it's also basically a guarantee.
Although that's about what I've done with Bitcoin. I put in about $1,000 and I have about $340.
Yeah, but here we would get the $1,000 back.
Right.
On top of the $340 profit.
Right.
It's just something to consider as the Nats go on the road tonight to face the Marlins.
All right, let's go to Clay in Gaithersburg. Clay, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good, guys. What's up, man?
Hey.
What's up? So, yeah, I just wanted to chime in. You guys are talking about Golden State, and they are not a popular team. And reason being, and I am rooting for Houston. That's, of course, I'm a diehard Wizards fan for years. But I'm rooting for Houston because I just don't respect how they came together. I don't respect Kevin Durant, you know, on the verge, you know, of being with a great team to quit, leave that team and go with their rival, which is unheard of.
You're
no
not over that?
Would ever do that.
Are people still complaining
I'm
about
not
that?
Over that, no, but every time I see the fact that, you know, their little swagger that they got, but the swagger is because you can have swagger when you've got great players on your team. You know, Steph Curry can do the little dance and stuff because he's got Kevin Garnett. You got 4 All-Stars. You know, your 4 All-Stars playing together. Yeah, you can do your little swagger. You can do
well,
all that.
He did that when there were only 3 of them, and they were all homegrown and Draymond
doing
Green and Klay Thompson.
He's doing a lot more now. He's doing a lot more now, and they think they're invincible. But guess what? I think Houston can beat them, and I think it's great, and I'm rooting for Houston. And I like the fact that there's 2 new teams that possibly could be, because I am tired of the same teams all day. I love NBA basketball.
So you'll
I
watch.
Don't like this.
Let me ask
so
you a question. Are you in on the Caps bandwagon? If you're an NBA head, are you in on the hockey at all, at least come playoff time?
Absolutely. I'm not a hockey fan. I didn't have hockey growing up where I lived at all. But I've become, because I live in this area now for 20 years, I've become a Caps fan. Very, very happy about that. I'm going to go to the arena to see it. You know, when they're away, I'm not paying $300, you know, or $900 or whatever for the ticket.
$300 doesn't even get you in the door.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Well, whatever. But, no, yeah, I'm definitely rooting for them.
You go to the arena to
I'm a homer for
TV.
All the teams here except the Skins.
Right. Okay,
can't
I got you.
They're awful.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
All right.
Thank you, Clay. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys. Yep. Yeah. Take care.
Yeah, did I hear? I was on the golf course. But I got to thank my guy Tom out of Blue Mash, of course.
Nice.
He's a pillar of the business community.
How'd you fare on the first three?
I was at, well, the first two, I was one over, and then I think I did double the long par four. Yeah, I think I got in some trouble there.
Even though there's not really any trouble, because it's wide
It's
there.
Just long. The trouble is that it's long.
It's trouble when you hit your tee shot in the wrong fairway.
Okay, yeah,
that's you trouble.
Hit on five.
Yeah, I hit my tee shot on five, and then I hit it back into the fairway, and I had a wedge up, and I think I three-jacked it.
Right.
I think that's what happened. And believe me.
Prince Valdez, great glee. I've never heard him laugh so hard this week.
That wasn't an uncommon theme yesterday. Right. Although it's funny, how could you three-jack so many? And then I did have two birdies, though. So I did drain two nice birds. Which, you know, again, like I said the other day, it brings you back. Because you really should just take the clubs and snap each one as you get back into your trunk. Just say, well, that one's finished.
I might do that at the Purple finished. Heart Open. You never know.
Yeah. I can't remember what my thought was. What were we talking about?
Why birdies,
bring up the golf course.
The three jacks.
But before that, talking to my buddy about the caps. And he said, is this true? Were there 16,000 people?
I don't think it was 16,000. I think it was 10,500
okay.
or so.
It's
pretty impressive
number. That was floated to me.
Maybe he's including the people outside afterwards.
16,000. But anyway, 10,000 is still crazy.
10,000
What are they
plus?
Charging for that? Or is
Nothing.
It free admission?
Free.
Just go in there and watch with all your boys?
Yep.
Yeah, that actually sounds kind of fun.
I'm guessing the
cool
concessions
idea.
Aren't free, though.
Oh, the concessions, I'm
They're
sure.
making their money.
I'm sure they're full price.
Oh, of course.
As they should be. Look, you're running
of
a business.
Course.
You're running a business.
Of course. I don't begrudge
you. I'm not going to kill a guy for charging $8 for a beer.
I told you, $8 for a beer?
Well,
at the Nationals game, the craft beer, at least right outside the suite, was $11. A slice of pizza, $7.
Right.
That's ballpark prices.
All right, let's go to, is it Blink? Is this the guy that writes his own terrible
yes,
songs?
Yes, this is our guy with the cap song.
Blink.
What's up, baby?
What's up,
Blink?
Now,
Blink, are you blowing up on the streets?
Man, you know I am, baby.
All right, so did we say that we'd play your song again if they won?
Yep, y'all did. I mean, other people reminded me of it. I was startled. I mean, I had some people calling me saying that.
Did we say that? So now, is this a new one, or is it the same one you played last time?
Well, you know what? This is the same one I played last time, but I wanted to send y'all one that I revised, but I got a couple more coming before we win this cup, baby.
Let's try the revival. Why not?
I want to hear something different. Now, is this going to be a live rendition?
Oh, no. I didn't send a new one yet. So you just go ahead and play a little snippet of the one before.
Okay.
I wanted to be my theme song.
Now, what are we doing, Drabby? Is he sending us audio clips?
He called and said that you guys said if the Caps won the series, you'd give him another shot to play the
Did
song.
Did we say that?
The hype song. I don't remember.
Probably.
And he was upset that Valdez played the poop sound effect.
Without the fart song.
Okay, I agree with you. I think that's disrespectful. Will you not play the fart sounds? All right, he promises he won't play the fart sounds. And not even one for a cheap laugh.
All right,
I know
Blake, we'll play it when we come back, all right?
Hey, well, listen, just play the hype. It's hype, man. People love it.
All right, play it now. Let's just be done with it. Nobody was waiting. Nobody was waiting on it. Let's go, Capitals. Let's go, Capitals. Let's go, Capitals. Let's go, Capitals. It might be growing on me. Thanks, it might be growing on me.
It's not terrible.
Hockey pucks, hope he catch 'em. Yeah, boy, we got Koozie Cup.
Stop! You said it the way it is. I knew you would do that.
Help himself. Thank you, Blink. Coming with Ovechkin.
It's kind of catchy.
Backstrom.
Their anthem. Why not? Let's adopt it. You guys like that? You don't like Get That Stanley. Are you kidding?
All right. Remember, coming up at 7, we will switch gears, talk some movies. Kevin will join us at 7 o'clock right here on The Fan. So we holding up the Stanley Cup? Yeah. Let's go, Capitals. Well, I can tell this is a cake selection.
I mean, this is the first I've ever heard of this tune.
If my daughter was listening, she'd be rapping the whole thing right along with it.
Who is the artiste?
I think this is Migos and I can't even remember. I sent Valdez. I said, you got to play the song because I listen to all this stuff when my kids are in the car. It's just, you know, I get sized. You hear it two or three times, I get sized.
Kind of feel like Jason nowadays, and I always thought that
the old school is better.
I'm not like him that longs for the EPMD days. I don't need to go that old school. But, because I liked rap 5 to 10 years ago, but
the current stuff, you got to get into
it. The current stuff, I really haven't followed Migos and who is it, Offset as part of Migos?
Yeah.
Yeah,
come
our
on,
just not that much.
A little louder about these.
You know when I knew I was out when we did that gig at Georgetown, the Midnight Madness. And who was that that performed?
Oh, it was 2 Chainz.
What do you mean? Who was that?
2 Chainz.
The legendary 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz performed, and the entire crowd knew every word. Right.
Yeah,
every
welcome,
song.
Welcome
and
to
I didn't know
JP.
And
welcome
I
to being out of the demo.
We're old. We're officially old.
Yeah, just you know.
Yeah. I'm surprised your daughter's not into it. My kids, they can't get enough of it.
Oh, she listens to it.
Yeah,
she listens to it. Dylan listens to a little bit of it. I mean, it's pop. It's more popular. I think last year the report came out that for the first time ever across the country, hip-hop was the most popular genre of music.
Yeah. Well, they don't play anything else. They don't really play old rock anymore, and they just play
Taylor Swift. Right, Taylor Swift. By the way, Lenny Dykstra apparently tweeted out a Taylor Swift lyric in response to the whole
Is he claiming he was kidnapped?
Arrest.
What's going on with that?
So, if you haven't heard the story, former Major League Baseball All-Star Lenny Dykstra was arrested on Wednesday morning after threatening an Uber driver while having cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana in his possession.
Oh,
not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the triple.
And if you don't remember, Lenny Dykstra played for the Mets for many years, and somehow Jason forged this relationship with him, and Jason hung out with him one night, and with Ryan the Bellman.
In L.A.
In L.A. So the Uber driver told police that when he refused to change the direction of the trip, per Dykstra's request, Dykstra pulled out a gun, pointed at his head, and threatened to kill him.
Generally not the way you want to deal with, I guess, when an Uber driver doesn't go the way you want. You don't usually pull a gun on that person.
The police say before stopping at the headquarters, the driver was trying to get the attention of the police by speeding near the police station and honking his horn repeatedly. I just think it's pretty smart.
Oh, he's
move.
Doing the cap spit. He's going.
He was
why
like,
didn't he just park the car and leave? Get out of the car.
Now, when the police got to Dykstra, they didn't find a gun. Dykstra was arrested for making terroristic threats.
Hold on. They did not find a gun on him?
They did not.
So he didn't have one, or did
he
leave it, throw it in the trash?
Who knows?
But they charged him with it, didn't they? Brandishing a weapon?
You know, the initial charges, you could always change them.
So how much later did they arrest him? Like hours later?
Oh, my understanding in the initial story, you can check it. The first time I read the story was that he actually basically drove to the police station and then they got him there and then charged him with several things. But Dykstra said, I'm not familiar with this Taylor Swift lyric. He tweeted, hey, 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 just think while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty cheats of the world, you could have been getting down to the sick beat.
Oh, that is a smashola. I don't know if Valdez has that in the system.
Which song is that from?
I can't remember. But I've heard it a billion times. It was definitely a chart topper.
So how is Lenny, how is he relating that lyric to his situation?
Well, basically he's calling everybody liars. Hold Maybe on. He's saying that.
He's not trying to say those are his words.
No, I think he's just saying it relates to his situation.
Okay. Yeah. I thought the way JP read it, Lenny's trying to pass those silly lyrics off as his own. He's not even that crazy.
He even attached Taylor Swift's Twitter handle there.
Okay. Yeah.
But
now it kind of makes sense.
He's calling somebody liars. Was he calling the Uber? Is he saying that the Uber driver, it was his cocaine and ecstasy?
They definitely bust him with coke and the molly, right? Maybe the gun? Maybe
I mean,
that's
there was
nebulous.
Coke, ecstasy, and marijuana in the car.
Yeah.
Is he saying that wasn't his coke, ecstasy, and marijuana?
You saw the mugshot.
Yes.
It sounds like he's in a full-on wacky off with Richie Incognito. Did you see the details of his arrest?
Yes.
So he was detained for an involuntary mental evaluation after being accused of throwing tennis balls and a dumbbell at another person at a Florida gym. Apparently, the police report details were made available to the public on Thursday. Per CBS Sports, Incognito told police when they arrived at the gym that he believed he was an NSA agent. Quote, this is from Incognito. There's a guy walking around with headphones on. I'm running NSA class level 3 documents through my phone. I can't have anybody in Bluetooth capability of me or taking pictures of me. What's he doing? What's going
so
through
Incognito
his...
thought he was the NSA agent or the guy who threw the dumbbell?
He
thought an NSA agent was following him.
He was telling the cops, I'm an NSA agent.
Right.
I'm running these classified documents through my phone, and I can't have people taking pictures of me or, you know, using their phones or whatever with Bluetooth and stealing my documents.
Could you imagine having a run-in with Richie Incognito?
No.
You're just an innocent guy doing pathetic curls.
Right.
Doing curls, and he rolls up next to you with like 100-pound dumbbells
because
he's a monster.
Sure.
And somehow ends up throwing
them at you.
He
throws one at my head and tries to kill me.
That's not going to end well, the Richie Incognito story. This has been
probably not.
Dating back his entire career.
Loose.
Yeah, his entire career. It's not going to end well. He's going to end up in prison.
Hey, I think
that turns out Jonathan Martin had a screw loose too. The original bullying.
Absolutely.
He bullied a guy who had a screw loose who's also lost it.
Right. What were we going to say, Drabby?
The guy that got attacked.
Yeah.
He listens to our station. I think he's from Fairfax because I'm Facebook friends with him and he's friends
the
with
the
he
Uber
was like
driver?
Tagging Eric in the
oh,
bunch.
Oh, no, the Richie Incognito.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He went, it was on TMZ all over the news. But
yeah.
I know he listens to our station because he's friends with everybody who works on the station here.
He is.
Yeah, and he's from Fairfax.
So did you message him?
So he hangs out with Tommy DeLay and Brendan Dart?
Yeah. No, I haven't messaged
you
him.
You should
yet.
Message him, see if he wants to come on. Tell his side of the story.
He does.
Yeah, it's all over. It's on TM. He's going on TMZ doing interviews.
Now, I think I'd be okay if Richie Incognito threw a tennis ball at me. But if he throws a 50-pound dumbbell and that hits you in the head.
Well, he can't throw it that far.
He's pretty big. I bet he could throw it. He could probably throw it 10 feet at least.
50-pound dumbbell's not that heavy for Richie Incognito.
No, I get it. But again.
But you're right. He still couldn't throw it that far. But he could throw it. You know, 10 feet.
If he's 5 feet away from you and it smashes you in your head or your foot, it's
he picked it up. If he picked it up with two hands and lifted it above his head, which he could easily do,
well, he could
probably
that.
Throw it, you know, 20 feet.
Like a soccer throw in?
Yes.
And especially if you were 2 feet away.
Right.
That would hurt.
Oh, yeah. It would hurt.
Might kill you.
I don't know. He's crazy. I stand by my. I'd put him in your death pool.
It's not a bad pick.
Because I think he's going to end up dead or in prison.
Police reports stated
that... I mean, we're all going to end up dead, but I mean, like, soon.
Investigations revealed that Incognito was suffering an altered, paranoid state and believed ordinary citizens were government officials that were tracking him and recording him.
Didn't you have paranoia? I'm not going to be specific as to why you had paranoia.
Yeah.
You've said that
well,
you've had...
Well, it's because I was smoking weed.
Okay. Sometimes you like to say it, sometimes you avoid
it's
saying
fine.
It.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
What type of thoughts did you have when you had paranoia?
My worst weed paranoia of my life was before, this is embarrassing, was before a Motley Crue warrant show at the old Capitol Center. Not the Capitol One Arena.
Right.
Capitol Center.
Right,
which
the potato chip.
Which hasn't been around forever. You know, I was hanging out in the parking lot. I was doing Drab T-shirt's favorite bit, the heavy metal parking lot. And I might have caught a bit of a buzz. And
was it your weed or was it just like
no,
a contact?
I never had my own.
Who were you hanging with?
No. I, of course, smoked some, but I never bought.
Right.
Never bought it.
Just randoms or who'd you
just
go to
friends,
concert with?
Just friends.
Okay.
So then about 20 minutes before the concert starts, the paranoia hits me and I think the cops are just chasing me around. And I'm like, then I had a moment of clarity and thought, this is a Motley Crue show in the late 80s. Everybody's stoned. Who cares? And then I went on and had a great time and listened to all the hits. And Warrant's terrible, by the way. You should never, ever play them, ever.
Was that high school years or college years?
I think that was like 1989.
Okay, college.
1989, 1990-ish.
First year of college.
Kind of like the dying gasp.
So I don't think you dabbled with that in high school, did you?
No. That was strictly a college pursuit.
Right.
What are you going to do?
House and Pride.
Yeah, you experiment a little bit.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk movies. Solo is out. It's supposed to be a big smash. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us to give us his take here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.